You'd be surprised how much nanotechnology exists in our daily lives. It could even be in your underwear at the moment. But environmentalists are worried that the microbe-fighting nanotechnology might be doing humans harm. Silver is used in wounds and burns dressings because of its bacteria-fighting qualities. But it's also become a hot commodity in marketing household products like cosmetics, clothes and hairdryers. And there are fears that its regular exposure to humans is breaking down its efficacy. Simon Lauder reports.
The use of silver in medicine stretches from the 18th century until the introduction of penicillin. With the emergence of antibiotic-resistant superbugs, the use of silver in wound dressings is once again an attractive option. But with developments in nanotechnology opening up new applications for silver, the alarm is being raised on how much of it we're being exposed to.
Recently, in the last, say, 3-4 years, many manufacturers have started incorporating nanosilver in consumer products, and that is very concerning to us.
The nanotechnology campaigner with Friends of the Earth, Dr. Rai Senyan, says many people now come into contact with nanosilver every day.
Quite readily in Australia, you can find it in sports shops in underwear. You can find it in children's play mats, combs and dryers, washing machines, vacuum cleaners, dishwashers.
The use of minuscule particles of silver on household products is promoted as a way to keep them germ-free. Dr. Senyan says experience with antibiotics shows that much exposure may not be a good thing.
It gives off a low level of silver ions that kill bacteria, but don't kill enough bacteria, and then the bacteria become resistant. And then we're in a real pickle, because we really need it for those serious cases and not for everyday fighting of dirt when, you know, in reality, a little bit of dirt is probably a good thing.
The president of the Australian Society for Microbiology, Professor Hatch Stokes, says he doubts the use of nanosilver in household products is effective.
The promotion of these types of nanoparticles is probably something of a marketing tool.
Professor Stokes says he shares concerns about the widespread application of nanosilver.
I think there's a bit of an analogy here with the use of antibiotics. People know that in a medical context, antibiotics can be life-saving, but there's been a general rise in bacteria becoming resistant in recent years, and clearly under those circumstances, part of the reason for that is the overuse of antibiotics, particularly outside a clinical context. So what we have today is antibiotic-resistant bacteria are essentially making their way back through the food chain. I'd be particularly worried that the evolutionary forces that are driving an increase in resistance to antibiotics could come into play here as well.
Friends of the Earth is calling for a ban on the sale of all commercial products containing nanosilver until there's more legislation to regulate nanotechnology.
Simon Lauder.